Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin just corrected over $2,000 on the day, but $60,000 currently holding. We'll also be discussing breaking news. Coinbase announces support for the Lightning Network. Officially live. Let's freaking go. As well as BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF daily inflow on halt for the past 4 days. We'll also be discussing a new record. Bitcoin processes 1.6 million confirmed payments in a day, as well as MicroStrategy's quarter one net loss hits 53 million, but they continue on their buying spree. Also, I'm going to be sharing with you breaking news out of Hong Kong. Their ETF by China AMC took in 121 million. On trading on their very first day. That's more than all the U.S. Bitcoin ETFs combined in the last six trading days. We'll also be discussing a $10 million Bitcoin price prediction from Michael Saylor, as well as a mathematician via the Power Law model, as well as the infamous $10 million prediction from Hal Finney. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1625. I'm your host, JV. It's April 30th, 2024, the final day of the month, meaning we're going to get the April monthly close a little later. This evening, a lot going on in the market. As you can see, clearly we are correcting. 60,000 has been holding as support. Let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin down 3.5%, maintaining above 60,700. Ether back under $3,000, corrected 6% on the day, along with Solana down almost 7%, AVAX down 6%, and just massive overall losses in the market. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're still sitting on a 2.2 $3 trillion market cap with $77 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance on the rise, but barely. Today, we're 53.7%. Ether dominance declined a bit to 16.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, virtually nothing. Womp, womp. That's because everything's correcting and in the red. So let's instead check out the top losers. Pendle down 19%, Ordi down 15%, and Say down 14%. But my question for y'all, which particular alts are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull run? Let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of the visual perspective, it's a bloodbath. You got nothing in the green, everything correcting, and some of these losses, 20% on the day, not a good look. But zooming out on the monthly, even worse. A lot of these losses now, 30, 40, 50%, with virtually everything in the red, minus just a handful, including Neo Core, BGB, and WBT. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, today we're rated a 67, which is greed, same as yesterday. Last week, a 71, and last month, a 75. So there you have it. Let's dive right into today's technical analysis, aka astrology for the men. Bitcoin sub 60G levels in focus after the daily crypto liquidations near 300 milli. As we can see on the 1 hour chart, Bitcoin hit 2 week lows around the April 30th Wall Street open this morning after new spot price ETFs disappointed. That's right. Data from TradingView tracked a A precipitous drop on Bitcoin after the Asian trading session, with the pair of Bitcoin / USD losing 61,000 of support. Liquidations quickly mounted across crypto, totaling 275 milli over 24 hours as per CoinGlass. The already cautious mood turned firmly bearish as it emerged that the first day's trading volume for Hong Kong's new Bitcoin ETFs had fallen considerably below expectations. New products managed 12.4 million, still impressive for the size of the local market, as per Bloomberg analyst Bao Chunes, who gave a distinctively positive impression of the first day's performance. Quoting him here, East versus West, the U.S. did 740 million in assets and 4.6 billion in trading. These are far below that, but if you adjust for the size of their market, it's a different story, equivalent of 25 billion plus and 1.6 billion, respectively. So for context, China's AMC's Bitcoin ETF is already among the top 20 biggest in that market after one day. And I'll break this down more specifically later on in the show, as far as all the data and the details coming out of the ETFs in Hong Kong. And considering where the current Bitcoin price weakness may reverse, market participants eyed both 60,000 and the ground immediately below. As I pointed out, I would keep your eyes out on that 60 level and 58. Quoting analysts from Glassnode here, the 50-day EMA stands as potential support, while the 60,000 level seems like robust bottom for the current consolidation range, extending up to 74,000. So with the market favoring a buy on the dip approach, bullish sentiment persists. However, a breach of the 60,000 support may lead to further stability at the 52,000 level, historically attracting buyers and reinforcing the uptrend. They also referred to the 50-day exponential moving average. While Trader Wolf drew attention to the 21-day equivalent, the two trend lines both stood at around 64,500, with the daily candle threatening to leave them far behind. And another trader, Axel Adler, added that the Bitcoin futures were being shorted, casting doubt on nearby support. So there you go. And big news coming out of Coinbase, they announced that the Lightning Network is officially live on their platform. Lightning Network will ultimately allow you to transfer funds virtually instant and cheap, virtually free, like pennies on the dollar where it would normally be. So that's a good look. Hopefully all the major exchanges implement this. I heard Binance has already implemented, if someone can confirm, and if any of the other exchanges have implemented Lightning, please do let me know. Let me know if you're a fan of the Bitcoin Lightning Network. But let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? And I just realized I didn't update the sidebar there, so my apologies. Ignore that. This headline reads, BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF daily inflow on halt for 4 days. That's right. The Bitcoin community is increasingly concerned about BlackRock's spot ETF halting inflows for several consecutive days for the first time since launch. We're talking about iBit, the fastest growing spot Bitcoin ETF in the US, has not recorded any inflows since April 24th. That's right. According to data from iBit's official page, the fund held the same 274,462 biddies over the past 4 trading days. Does seem a little sus. BlackRock's iBit halted its 71-day inflow streak April 24th, triggering concerns as the fund previously consistently attracted new investments daily. So after starting trading with just 2,600 Bitcoin in holdings January 11th, iBit increased its holdings by as much as 10,378%. I believe they now hold like 270,000 plus biddies. Some crypto observers expressed concern about iBit's inflow, suggesting such an event is not a good sign for investors. Other industry activists hinted that it is BlackRock's 71-day inflow streak that was rather more extraordinary than the past 4 days with zero inflows. Quoting Apollo co-founder here, for new Bitcoins to come in or go out of an ETF, there needs to be big enough mismatch between supply and demand, such that the market makers need to organize the creation or destruction of creation units. This isn't unique to Bitcoin ETFs. This is how ETFs work in general. Most ETFs on most days will record zero inflows. BlackRock's trend to positive flows has been an exception to this rule. Now, BlackRock's zero inflow period comes amid other ETF issuers, including the biggest seller, Grayscale Investments, continuing to see outflows from their spot ETFs. According to data from HODL Capital, the total daily outflows from the 10 spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. amounted to 823 Bitcoin April 20th. As of that day, we had Grayscale's trust, GBTC, holding 297,000 Bitcoin, down 52% from the initial holdings January 11th. They had over 600,000, so half that flow already gone via outflows. Now, BlackRock now has 274,462 biddies. Grayscale's currently holds around 8% more, so that means BlackRock is about to flip Grayscale, being one of the largest hodlers of biddies in the world. So despite a slowdown in spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S., the funds are still in positive territory overall in terms of total holding changes since the trading launch. As of April 29th yesterday, the total Bitcoin ETF holdings amounted to 831,424 BTC, up around 33% since the initial launch on January 11th. I mean, that's no joke. That's a lot of Bitcoin. Let's consider the fact 21 million Bitcoin can only ever be in existence, and they already have 831,000 in just over 90 days. Pretty wild if you really let that sink in, the volume of the ETFs in general. Yeah, I mean, let's discuss our next story of the day. Headline reads, new record, Bitcoin processes 1.6 million confirmed payments in a day. That's right. Amid increasing Bitcoin use for day-to-day purchases, the Bitcoin network recorded the highest number of confirmed payments on April 23rd, 3 days after stepping into the new halving cycle on April 20th. The Bitcoin network processed over 1.6 million unique transactions between sender and receivers. So as you can see here, brought to you by blockchain.com, comparing data from Blockchain and Glassnode shows a direct correlation between the launch of Bitcoin Ruins and alternate to Bitcoin ordinals and the BRC20 protocol of the Bitcoin blockchain and the spike in daily Bitcoin transactions. According to Dune Analytics, Runes represents 81% of all Bitcoin transactions on April 23rd. Let me know if any of you are bullish on Runes. However, Bitcoin eventually reclaimed the lion's share of transactions over the network. As of April 29th, Bitcoin represented 77% of all the Bitcoin transactions, while Runes contributed to 18.8%. Other transactions on the Bitcoin network comprise of ordinals at a modest 1.2% and BRC20s at 2.3%. And check this out. The increase in the number of the Bitcoin Runes transactions had worked in the favor of the mining industry. Two of the biggest mining firms operating in the U.S., Stronghold Digital Mining and Marathon, highlighted the positive influence of Runes from both a financial and functional perspective in correspondence with Cointelegraph. Rune transactions have added over 1,200 Bitcoin worth of transaction fees to the miners since the Bitcoin halving took effect. That was roughly 10, 11 days ago. While the hype around the Runes is evidently subsiding, the synonymous decentralized finance researcher, Ignis, sees it as a real market opportunity, quoting him here. Runestone, RSIC, and PUPS are already pumping, promising holders shiny new Rune token airdrops. And FOMO threads keep a-coming. But like the NFT frenzy post-JPEG reveal, the market can soon cool off. Meanwhile, Runes and BRC20 tokens are new NFTs aiming to create more utility for Bitcoin in a new paradigm known as the Bitcoin DeFi or BTCFi for short. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know your thoughts on Runes and what's going on with the Bitcoin network right now. And let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? Here's the latest with Hong Kong, or actually, Hong Kong's next. Again, ignore the sidebar because sidebar is inaccurate. But yeah, next story will be Hong Kong. This one's MicroStrategy. Quarter one net loss hits 53 million, but Bitcoin buying spree continues. That's right. MicroStrategy, the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, reported a net loss of 53 milli in the first quarter of this year, but the firm continued to stack more Bitcoin. In April, the net loss came as the firm recorded 191 million digital asset impairment loss in the quarter, up 10 times from the first quarter of 2023. Revenue also fell 5.5% compared to the first quarter of 2023, reaching 115 milli, according to MicroStrategy's official quarter one result filing. However, the firm has yet to adopt the new digital asset fair value accounting standard, which would have considered the 65% increase in fair value or market value of Bitcoin during the quarter. So as a result, MicroStrategy carrying value of Bitcoin was marked at $5 billion at $23,680 per Bitcoin per the traditional accounting method instead of the $15 billion if it had taken the fair value approach. So this is despite the firm writing a letter to the Financial Accounting Standards Board in May of 2023 in support of the new standard. About 7 months later, the FASB amended its rules to mandate fair value reporting of digital assets for fiscal years after December 15th, 2024, which means the end of this year. Meanwhile, the software firm turned Bitcoin development company has already bought another 122 Bitcoin for $7.8 million. Thus, this month of April, according to their financial statements and quoting Michael Saylor, in April, MicroStrategy acquired an additional 122 Bitcoin for $7.8 million, now holds 214,400 bitties. That's pretty substantial, yo. 214,400 Bitcoin. That does not include Michael Saylor's personal stash. So yeah, not too shabby. And their average DCA price is $35,180. Not bad. That means, they're like double in profit at 60,000, virtually almost, right? The firm raised $1.5 billion from two convertible note debt offerings to acquire another 25,000 Bitcoin in quarter one, making it the firm's 14th consecutive quarter of adding more Bitcoin to the balance sheet, noted MicroStrategy's president and CEO, Feng Li. MicroStrategy stock fell 3.3% in the after-hours trading after the announcement. According to Google, Bitcoin's 65% increase sparked a near-unprecedented MicroStrategy rally on the first quarter, surging over 170% to $1,704 by the end of March. How many of you are holding MicroStrategy stock? Let me know, chat. Now, MicroStrategy stock has since fallen to $1,292, according to Google Finance. So there you have it. And as pointed out here, with the recent buys, again, they now hold 214,400 bitties worth $13 billion, meaning they are over $5.5 billion in profit. Not too shabby. Let's discuss the latest out of Hong Kong for all my Hong Kong dons, shall we? Headline reads, Hong Kong Bitcoin and Ether ETFs have tough debut on their first trading day. Let's break it down. The launch of the spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. have proved hard to follow as Hong Kong's new Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs hit 12 million in trading volume. Spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs finally hit Hong Kong markets, but trading volume suggests the launch of the spot ETFs in the U.S. set an exceptionally high bar to match. The six new crypto ETFs, total trading volume at the closing bell on day one in Hong Kong was 87.5 million Hong Kong dollars, which is 12 million USD. This number pales compared to the first day trading volume of the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, which were valued at $4.6 billion. Data shared by the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, which is HKEX, highlighted the relatively flat performance and interest in the six spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs managed by China Asset Management, Harvest Global, Bocera, and Hashkey. The Bocera Hashkey Bitcoin ETF recorded 249,000 Hong Kong dollars in first day trading volume, while the Bocera Hashkey Ether ETF produced 99,000 Hong Kong dollars in trading volume at the closing bell. Now, speaking of Hong Kong dollars, I remember when I visited, I got some Hong Kong dollars, which I still have as a souvenir. I'll have to show you guys next show. I got to dig it up out of my closet. The China Asset Management Bitcoin ETF fared far better, seeing 4.6 million Hong Kong dollars in trading volume. Trading had opened at 8 Hong Kong dollars and closed at 7.9 Hong Kong dollars. CAM's Ether ETF recorded 4.6 million Hong Kong dollars in trading volume by the closing bell. Now, Wu Blockchain previously reported that CAM subscription size for its spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs attracted 140 million during the initial offering period before trading even began. Now, their index previously highlighted investor interest in its crypto futures ETFs, which were first launched in late 2022. Its three VA futures ETFs attracted $529 million in net inflows in the first quarter of 2024, adding to the hype around the spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs launch April 30th. The South China Morning Post reported that local fund managers and brokerages are offering fee exemptions in an attempt to draw investors to the new crypto ETFs. Harvest is waiving its management fee for 6 months, while Bocera has foregone its management fee for 4 months. This is the game theory, fam. The publication also intimated that investors in mainland China could potentially have access to the newly launched products. However, this could be mitigated by KYC policies related to the mainland Chinese identity cards. And as shared here, Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs by China AMC took in $121 million in asset on day one of trading, more than all the US Bitcoin ETFs combined in the last six trading days. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know how you feel this will play out. And Samson Mao, he made a tweet earlier. I didn't get to share it here on the show, but nonetheless, it says something along the lines of, even though the ETF in Hong Kong will start out slow, it is a very big deal, which will have a big impact. So don't underestimate this Hong Kong ETF. Kind of like what we witnessed in the States back on January 11th, there was a nothing burger sell the news event, according to everybody. And it did. Markets crashed after the launch. But lo and behold, it started gathering steam and the inflows have been crazy. Again, over 830,000 Bitcoin accumulated already through Bitcoin ETFs just in the States alone. And it's only been 3.5 months. So let's go. But now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss Bitcoin realistically hitting $10 million. And by what date? Let's break it down, but we got to start from the very beginning. Hal Finney made a 10 million prediction all the way back in like 2009. Which is crazy to fathom. And here's what he wrote. I'm going to read this to you. It's interesting that the system can be configured to only allow a certain maximum number of coins ever to be generated. I guess the idea is that the amount of work needed to generate a new coin will become more difficult as time goes on. Now, one immediate problem with any new currency is how to value it, even ignoring the practical problem that virtually no one will accept it at first. There is still a difficulty in coming up with a reasonable argument in favor of a particular non-zero value for the coins. And as an amusing thought experiment, that Bitcoin is successful and becomes the dominant payment system in use throughout the world, then the total value of the currency should be equal to the total value of all the wealth in the world. Current estimates of the total worldwide household wealth that I have found range from 100 trillion to 300 trillion. Now, again, this is probably back in 2009, a very long time ago. Was that 15 years? So the total addressable market now is more to probably be anywhere between 700 trillion and I'd say 900 trillion. I've heard those numbers. So I just want to point that out. But nonetheless, from back then, when the total addressable market was between 100 trillion and 300 trillion, with 20 million coins, that gives each coin a value of about $10 million per Bitcoin, as in this rectangle orange box, as you can see right here. Go figure. $10 million Bitcoin. Can you guys see it? So the possibility of generating coins today with a few cents to compute time may be quite a good bet. Yeah, you can say that again. With a payoff of something like 100 million to one. So even if the odds of Bitcoin succeeding to this degree are slim, like Slim Shady, they are really 100 million to one against. Something to think about. I think that's a hell of a thing to think about, because I feel when a 10 million biddy is inevitable, only a matter of time. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, here's some more headlines and predictions regarding $10 million Bitcoin. Bitcoin, here's when Bitcoin will hit 10 million. There's another headline. This is interesting. Physics professor. Let me read this to you. Physics professor claims power law model shows Bitcoin will reach 10 million by 2045. We also have the head of Fidelity's macro, Jurian Timmer, predicting a $1 billion Bitcoin price by the year 2038. Just want to throw that out there. Now, quoting the GigaChad, Mike Saylor, is it good for Bitcoin if JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America issue 10 trillion of USD stablecoins and start handling Bitcoin and selling it to all their institutional investors? Yeah, it's good for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to 1 million per coin and then $10 million per coin. But wait, there's more. Quoting him again, yeah, I think Bitcoin keeps going up forever. It's going up forever, Laura. I mean, there is no reason we couldn't go to 10 million a coin, because digital property isn't the highest form, right? Let's freaking go. That's right. I'm going to read you some more from these articles in particular. Now, even Peter Schiff says Bitcoin can go to $10 million. I'll read this to you. Restating his conviction that Bitcoin's value will ultimately drop to zero, Peter Schiff, the ultimate Bitcoin troll, argues that the approved spot Bitcoin ETFs aren't creating new demand, but merely shifting existing demand, suggesting investors who might otherwise invested in actual Bitcoin or related equities are now opting for the new ETFs, resulting in redistribution of demand. Schiff uses the metaphor of rearranging deck chairs on a sinking ship to emphasize that such actions won't prevent the inevitable decline of the asset. So yeah, let's discuss this debate. Is Bitcoin going to zero or 10 million? I will tell you this, Bitcoin is more likely, absolutely more likely to go to 10 million than to go to zero, because it cannot go to zero. If you know what I mean, if you understand Bitcoin, you know what I'm saying. But anyways, in the ongoing discourse about Bitcoin's future value, Schiff makes the bold prediction. He suggests that regardless of how low Bitcoin's price falls, its proponents will always assert its superiority over gold, even in scenarios where Bitcoin drops to $100 in 2031. Good luck with that call, Peter. And gold rises to $10,000. He's hilarious, isn't he? Schiff believes that Bitcoin supporters will argue a 100x increase in the past 20 years compared to gold. Gold's 5x. And here's the initial tweet Schiff shared. This was January 25th earlier this year. No matter how low the price of Bitcoin falls, its proponents will always be able to claim it outperformed gold because it has. For example, even if Bitcoin falls to $100 in 2031 and gold rises to $10,000, they will claim Bitcoin is up 100x in the past 20 years while gold is up. Precisely what we would say. You know what I mean? And when confronted with his hypothetical scenario, Bitcoin reaching 10 million by 2031, Schiff deflects the discussion by pointing to potential demise of the US dollar, proposing that if the US dollar undergoes hyperinflation, similar to the German Papermark, then a 10 million Bitcoin could become plausible. Now, that's also the logical reason on why Fidelity believes Bitcoin will hit $1 billion per coin by 2038 due to hyperinflation of the US dollar. But here's another interesting headline. As I shared with you earlier, this physics professor claiming the power law model shows Bitcoin reaching 10 million by 2045. That's right. The physics professor claimed Bitcoin will reach 10 million by 2045, citing his own power law mathematical relationship. He published this video with Professor Giovanni Santostashi, very similar name to Satoshi. Santostashi told the mathematician and Bitcoin investor Freddy Krueger, remember Nightmares on Elm Street, that his power law model is a more understandable and predictable model of a Bitcoin price over the long period of time. And he actually breaks down the math for this. Now, personally, I think it's inevitable. I think, $10 million Bitcoin will come way sooner before 2045. And in fact, let's actually have a discussion here about it. So I could see Bitcoin hitting $1 million per coin next cycle, probably sometime by 2029, in my humble prediction. I could also see a multiple $1 million Bitcoin occurring in that same cycle. Now, depending upon the value of the dollar and the hyperinflation, right, occurring with USD, because we can't forget the BRICS movement, all these countries moving away from the dollar, the de-dollarization and everything happening in real time, that nobody wants to be whole, kind of like, what's that hot potato? You throw the potato, nobody wants to get basically stuck holding the bag, and that's USD for you. So as countries continue to move away from the dollar, it just goes to show you dollar is becoming more and more worthless. They're going to continue to print. They're currently roughly $35 trillion in deficit, which is mind-boggling. And the deficit is probably going to get worse and worse, so they have no other option but to continue to print. And you know when the money printer continue to go, your purchasing power of the dollar goes, to the drain, unfortunately. And that's what we're witnessing in real time. So can we see $10 million Bitcoin by the next cycle? It's a possibility. It doesn't have to be until the year, 2045 or whatever. It could happen way sooner than that. And if it doesn't happen in the preceding cycle, the 2028-2032 cycle, I think it'll happen the following cycle, in my humble opinion. 10 million, very easy. So if the dollar hyperinflates, we can theoretically see a 100 million Bitcoin price. Those crazy predictions don't sound that crazy when you have a hyperinflating dollar. That's my point. And Michael Saylor has even made $100 million type predictions, but the most bullish we have ever covered here on the show was Fidelity, head of macro, Jerry and Timmer, and shout out to Nipsey going crazy in the background. I think that's to buy the dip signal, yo. That's by the dip signal. He says Bitcoin's looking strong at 60,400. Buy the dip while you still can. Keep it in mind, we hit 73,800 last month, and we're going to re-enter price discovery mode here soon. That's coming from Nipsey, not investment advice. That's just me channeling what Nipsey is channeling from Satoshi right now, live and in the flesh. The ultimate buy signal. Just saying, that's a long-term buy signal, not short-term. Nipsey's a long-term hodler. And if you don't know, now you know. Just saying. That's it. Right. So 100%, where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to take us? When can you see a $1 million and even a $10 million Bitcoin price? Holla at your boy and let me know, family, in the live chat.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.